This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Me.
Well, everybody loved the Morgan Freeman yesterday.
Yes.
Singing.
Who could not love that?
The Easy Reader song.
And if you don't like it, Mr. Darnell, you can quit. Same goes for the rest of you.
Right.
You've tried it your way for years, and your students can't even get past the minimum basic skills test.
What does that mean?
That means they can hardly read.
I love to take a bath in a casket. A casket is the thing.
I love to take a bath in a casket.
I love to take a bath in a casket.
Is it Morgan, still Morgan?
Morgan Freeman.
Sounds like
you never leave a ring.
Is the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, Sesame Street or whatever that show was. Electric Company.
Well, this sounds different.
Scared kids.
I love to take a bath in a casket. In my casket, I can never catch a cold.
Wonderful.
Some vampires like it in a bathtub.
That's not as good as the one yesterday.
Easy Reader?
Nothing's as good as that.
Harry, George, Giant, save your strength, Stanley, because here comes Easy Reader.
Here comes Easy Reader.
Top to bottom and left to right, reading stuff is out of sight. Right.
You know, I like the way
he says. Was having Carmelita.
Well, I have been talking to Stanley.
And what I'm needing is something for reading. Stanley, baby! Sock it to old Easy.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, he's resting.
You're listening to Amos and Andy.
Reading and writing.
Lordy!
He was laying a lot of words on me, so he'll be with you in 1 minute,
that,
okay?
That's cool. That's okay. Cool.
All right.
Carmella, you got any matches on you?
Carmelita. Yes, I happen to... Wait a minute. Hmm? You don't smoke.
Well, yeah, I know, but when I itches, I scratches. And when I'm bored, I read matches.
Oh!
Ha-ha! That means they can hardly read!
Blaxploitation.
Ah, close cover before striking.
We sink, we swim, we rise, we fall, we meet our fate together.
Is that heavy? Is that heavy?
Easy.
Heavy, easy, right?
Sing it easy.
Right.
Please call him by his real name, Easy.
Easy Reader, that's my name.
Oh, I love Morgan.
Reading, that's my game. Top to bottom, left to right. That reading stuff is out of sight.
Jive Turkey?
Easy Reader, that's my name.
Everybody.
You can run this school?
What?
If you could, then I wouldn't be here.
I like the way you switch it.
No one talks in my meetings.
Okay, sorry.
No one! You take out your pencils and write. I want the names of every hoodlum, drug dealer,
yes, Mr. Clark,
and miscreant who's done nothing but take this place apart on my desk by noon today.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Mr. Clark.
That would be us.
Hello!
How's your old tomato?
Good.
Hey. I like rape.
That's
horrible.
Sick. Doesn't belong in this house.
Sick in the head.
Happy song.
Do you have a book about Geronimo? Oh, sure, in the American History section.
Right.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
How about you, O'Reilly?
Pinhead? Yeah.
Find it. How's Paula?
Is everybody happy?
How about Paula Goldstein?
I'm not happy.
Happy.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Here's Regis doing that.
Stop it, Regis.
What do you think of that, Jackson?
What do you think, Jackson?
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our vocal program.
No, we're not.
No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Oh, you're lying.
Please stand by.
Shut up!
What would you
How about the phone number?
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm holding a meeting of the Union Executive Board.
Without us?
They didn't tell me either.
Frank, I told you we
couldn't trust them.
Keep it down.
Yes.
Those no good bastards sell us out of a union we got started.
Bastards.
Betray us like a bunch of Judases. Well, they're not going to crucify me. No, sir. No. I've got the hammer and the nail. I'm not going to be anybody's martyr, Frank. Nobody. And don't contradict me, man. I am sick and tired of weasel and spineless gutless skeleton.
Do you want to listen or do you want to be a smart ass?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Think so.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
We think so. Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
There he is.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Ah. There you go. Here's Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Cowell. Long before it. It was a commercial. That's a song by Redbone. We'll play that for George Michael. That's his favorite song of all time.
I'm going to throw you off the roof, Mr. Cowell.
You cockamamie. Don and Mike show, and what's happening, little brains? It's Tuesday. Phone number, same as it was yesterday, is 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
Did you? Did you?
Sure. I did. Did you?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, your wife did.
Yeah.
Did you buzz?
Oh, I wrote it.
Rob was very busy finding this.
George Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. I didn't mention his name. How was... Play it to the label, Mike. Hold on a second. Okay.
A lot of much more music Tuesday.
Hey, the whole gang's here. Don, Mike, Buzzy, Rob. Don't forget, we'll have Battle of the Spouses today. Also, your top 5 of 5. Right now, how about another long stretch of some more really great music? It's the all-new sound of Booger FM.
Okay, save it for the meat.
Why, man? I got plenty. I'm the Rockefeller of outrage.
Yeah. Rob dared me.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees. As he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BBDs. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar.
Ray Stevens.
Now this is weird.
He's gonna go far and carry moonbeams.
I'm in a jar.
He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B. Dig C and W and
R and B.
And me and a chimpanzee agree that one day
that's
soon
right,
he'll
that's
be
both.
A celebrity.
Get it,
get it, get it, get it.
Ow! Guitar's a man.
He's a guitar man. He's all you can stand. Give him a hand. Guitar's a man.
Thank you very much, folks. Now we're going to hear about Jane.
Uh-huh. He's got a girl named Jane with no last name. Kind of homely and plain, but he loves it just the same. Because she kindles a flame and it drives him insane. When he hears her sing,
she really does her thing.
It's a claim to fame.
Come on.
Sing
one, Jane. It's got the new papa, but a baby. Oh, baby.
How about that? Let's hear it for Jane. Yeah.
Thank you, folks. You seem like that's Ray Stevens on all of them.
Jesus Christ. Are you done?
That's Ray Stevens on all of them. I will be. Hey, listen.
What a great song.
I've punched the ticket. I will be done soon. This is just a friendly bet.
If you played that much, you've got to play it to the end because there's a great ending to it when they all sing together.
Him and the monkey and Jane?
Yeah, they all get together and it goes right now.
Monkey, he likes to get drunk and sing boogie woogie and it sounds really funky. Come on, your time, boy.
Sing one, monkey.
He'll go.
Love the piped in applause.
Woo! How about the monkey, everybody?
Yeah. Get ready, Mike.
I'm ready. They need some excitement.
Jane gets right. Oh, we're not going to play it all the way through. My God.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you already did it. The damage is done. That's the word I was looking for.
You don't think we can save the fetus?
I think it's way too late. I think you should play it, Dr. House.
Get it Tarzan and his jungle band. And he's all you can stand. Give him a hand, get Tarzan.
Now come on, Buzz, you were singing to that.
Sure.
There you go, Rob.
Who doesn't enjoy a song with a monkey?
All right, $5, please.
Now will you play?
Mike is raising his hand.
$5, please.
I told you
I play it, not like a rejoiner. Uh-huh. We play it.
It was magnificent.
There you go. Take it out of the machine.
That's Burn the
it.
Same word I was going to use, magnificent.
You'd be surprised how smart Ray Stevens is as a musician.
Worth paying royalties
you
for.
See, Mike.
Why don't you explain that to me? Explain to me just how smart he is.
You know, he has charted records in 3 consecutive decades. And he still is a big draw in Branson.
So is Andy Williams.
What a great.
And did you see him on the Grammys?
What a great novelty record. You see, he played all 3 parts.
Yeah. Andy Williams on the Grammys trying to read the teleprompter.
That's talent.
He played guitars and he played the monkey. He played Aunt Jane. All 3 at the same time.
Good falsetto.
Wait a second. He played all the parts?
That's right. Every single one. Just ruined it for you.
Wow.
So
play it again. I dare you.
You do not.
I do dare you. I double dog dare you.
Oh. You do not.
I know. I don't just dare you. I double dog. I dare you to play it in its entirety.
I think we just did.
Well, no, I know we just did.
Right. Well, but no interruption?
No interruptions.
Ooh. Okay.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar.
You just let me
pay
know.
Up.
Hold on.
Hey, you interrupted it. Pay up. Pay. I win. I win.
Are you 100% serious?
I double dog dared you. I said I'm interrupted. It's too late. I've already won the bet.
All right, you win.
I win.
But how do you feel about this one?
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance.
This is Ethel, right?
Here. Pardon me, sir. Yeah, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did.
There he is.
See, this may be the one where I have no problem with guitars and his jungle band. But the streak, though, you know, and if only we had Ahab the Arab, then we could really do a Ray Stevens get-together.
This is the one I remember. This is the one that got played a lot when I was a kid.
Next thing, you'll be telling me he plays both roles in this one.
In the street?
Rob, he's the guy in the supermarket.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Oh, you guys.
Anyway, yes, you guys.
You guys, you know.
You win. Okay, you win. That's all I have to say. You win. You won that bet.
I was trying to look at you and see how long you could stand it.
I want you to know, though, I lost the bet because I care about the future.
That's
very nice.
See, I thought you were in that kind of mode today where you were just going to teach me a lesson, kind of look at me and go, this is going to affect your future, young man, and you were going to play it in its entirety with that look you had at the beginning of the show.
I like the song. Rob said to me, I bet you
five. Oh, I do, too.
Rob said, I bet $5 you won't play it.
Right.
And I said, you're right, not a chance. Maybe as a rejoiner. And then we started with you know, and it was like.
But you were fooling with it before Rob even came into the studio. You were kind of messing with it. And it was amusing you then. And so, I mean, you know, and let's really tell the truth here. You don't do anything you don't want to do, and you control it.
I like it.
So subconsciously, deep inside of yourself.
But I know.
You know what? And I knew subconsciously you didn't want to play it again in its entirety.
No, and only because I respect, you know, I'd like you to have at least 5 listeners left. You know, I don't think really hearing it in its entirety as funny as I think it would be, mm-hmm. and as great a piece of music as it is,
right, into that. Right.
I have to bow to you on the double dog dare bet for the sake of our franchise. Yeah,
but
man.
But that whole five listener thing, don't hit me heavy on that until at least I sign a contract, okay? Don't do that. Don't do that yet. You know, you can start. I'll let you know when you can start on that in earnest. You know.
Oops.
Well, again,
we'll fix that. That's right. Anyway. Absolutely.
So we did the dirty deed today. Mm-hmm. Had a great moment. Went to the love going to little school, little people's school to vote.
Just going
to
ask you right at the beginning of the show. How was turnout at your polling place?
Really good. Mm-hmm. And Janet, God bless her. She was the only one to be the fly in the ointment. We got there, and you know the rule. If your name is not on the list, mm-hmm. your name is not on the list.
Take a hike.
I thought originally you told me yesterday she had to go to another place anyway.
She thought she had moved it to here, and she had some paper that she thought gave her like the American Idol Golden Pass. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we walk in and they didn't have her name down, I told her, honey, it doesn't matter how many papers in the world you have. We're going to have to drive to the elementary school 45 minutes away by where she used to live. Mm-hmm. To get her to vote. So she had to wait and think about things. And I loved dicking with every single pollster. Speaking of.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
In about a half an hour from now, we're sending Joe out.
Good.
And we're going to do some instant polling.
I was hoping we'd do that.
Instant live polling. Joe will be out there with a big, gigantic microphone that says CBS on it, mm-hmm. even though he's talking into a telephone. And he's going to ask three questions.
Okay.
Who did you vote for and why? Okay. Do you feel steroids are giving Mike Huckabee an unfair advantage? Uh-huh. And do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
Perfect. Right there, couldn't pick him better. That is fantastic.
And if you thought that Guitar Zan SHI was annoying, just wait until... This works its way into your subconscious today about a million times.
This music or the Joe questions?
Yes, but mainly do-do-do-do-do-do.
This is 1940s news music. Well, no, it's probably 1950s.
With the Eyewitness News Team. Guy Birdley.
Kent Brockman.
Mike O'Mara Weather.
And Ron Burgundy on sports.
And now, here is Rob Spiewak.
Hi, everybody. Ray Stevens. Is still alive.
Yeah, so we're sending him out.
Yeah, good.
Cast the vote today, and I got to tell you, the pressure was incredible to vote for Barack Obama.
Sure.
That
some momentum.
It seemed everybody that was cool and hip mm-hmm. was standing outside
right
with all the Barack Obama stuff.
Yes, mm-hmm. we can.
And all of the Hillary people, you know, seemed to be like
I know
milfs
exactly.
with the expiration date gone. You know,
you couldn't. I think you've crystallized it right there. They seem to be.
But those are my
round
people.
Milfs.
Those are my men.
Always have been.
And when I got in there, when it was just me and that pokey button, mm-hmm. there you go. Hello, President Hillary Clinton.
I'm proud of you for that.
Did that.
Good. I'm not. I'm disappointed.
Janet, before I get to everybody
I'm very
else,
disappointed.
I want to say that
I really thought we could count on your vote. I really thought that you'd go in there and of course, there wasn't any curtain where I was. It wasn't the old one.
Me either. It was just like.
Super modern. As a matter of fact, they kind of came around to see if it was the Democratic ballot. It was very little privacy at my polling place.
DMV-like. And yes. Like five people back in big long rows where you could almost look and cheat to see what the answer was that the other guy was putting in.
Right.
So we go to the other place for Janet. She's waiting and she's waiting and she's waiting. She comes out, she's all excited, and she says, okay, I looked at a lot of websites, and I said, well, that's really how you want to select a president. She said, no, I know I looked at the website last night, that's it. Mm-hmm. I voted for Huckabee.
Janet voted for Huckabee?
Yeah, and that's wild, baby.
That is wild.
That's wild.
Your girlfriend voted for for Huck Mikeabee?
Yep.
She took squirrel him, frying Huckabee.
She took him over T-Rex arms.
Really?
Over John McCain.
Huh. Yeah.
So that's how we voted at my house. How about you, Mike?
Carla voted at, she too had to go to another polling place from her old residence, and she voted for Barack Obama. I didn't have any polling people out there when I was there. There was one lonely lady that was out there with a petition freezing her ass off, and she had a petition, which I was surprised at, for Mark Warner, the former governor of the state of Virginia who's going to run for Senate. I guess they need to get a petition for him. So I filled that out, and then I went inside, and there were six people there. I mean, I've heard any turnout is anywhere from heavy to slow and steady. I guess I would have been the slow and steady one because it was not. Of course, I voted at about 10:45 a.m.
That's a lull part because that's a very after very, the morning.
I've never gone there and had any problem with lines or anything like that.
You mentioned Mike Huckabee frying the squirrel. I think it merits mentioning that he fried it in a popcorn popper.
Right. I think that's initiative. I think that shows ingenuity. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's why you got Janet's vote.
Well, she loves squirrel, doesn't
she? I've
got
a gut feeling that this is going to be, as far as on the Democratic side, this is going to be closer than a lot of people are saying. Uh-huh. This reminds me very much of New Hampshire when they were talking about the fact that Barack Obama was leading in the polls.
I
think Mike Huckabee is also going to...
Lots of ladies with bad coffee cake haircuts out there like me.
Yeah.
Voting for Hill.
That's
like
who,
your hair.
That's who you're going for?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ladies.
You know, frankly, the differences between the two of them, besides penis and vagina, the differences are very small.
Yeah. Right.
So it just gets down to, you know.
It's really who you like. That's all it is.
That's
it's basically who you like, and we'll see what happens. But really, in this area in particular, don't underestimate anybody, because I think this is a very strange political area.
Was Carla excited now that she finally gets to vote?
Yes, she was her very first. And the thing is that, you know, the only reason she was able to vote was because she will turn 18 before the presidential election.
Right.
So that's the
that's
the only reason she's able to vote today. So
grandfather,
she's very, very excited about that.
So all right, what about you there, Buzz? Shock?
Yeah, I voted for Obama, as I said I would. I was surprised at how empty the polling place was. I went at noon, and there was no waiting. I was the first guy in line. Very surprised.
Well, and I also
that bodes well for, I think, both underdogs, I would say.
I would hope.
I also did find pollsters, not like TV or any media that I would know, but people that just had big clipboards that would come up and ask, who'd you vote for?
Well, I don't think the pollsters can say that they're with a news organization. There's some kind of law about that. So if they're going to poll you, it might be getting to the powers that be at some point.
I told four different people four different answers.
Seriously,
I swear, all within like 15 minutes.
Did you include a write-in answer on there? I guess
no,
you can't write
it. It was standard. It was it was Ron Paul, Mike Huckabee, Barack, and Hillary. And I sent them all to people that were standing within. If they were paying attention, the guy would just, if he was listening, he would say, hold on. You just told me you voted for Ron Paul, and I'm telling some other guy that I voted for Barack Obama.
I've never voted quicker. Have you ever seen an easier ballot?
No.
This is the most simple ballot I've ever seen. I mean, it was just, there they are, the presidential candidates. Boom, that was it.
There's no other crap to vote for.
Nothing. No referendums. No, no congressional candidates.
And the great thing about voting in Virginia is that you don't have to vote. It was, hey, make your pick. Republican, Democrat.
Yep. It's an open primary. Open primary. You can go either one. And they say a lot of people. I heard a guy today that said he's voting for Huckabee because he thinks McCain can defeat either Democratic nominee. I don't think that's the way you should play it.
No,
I really think when you think, you know, hey, look, I believe everybody should vote. I think every vote counts. But when you're thinking you're that powerful that you're going to play a little mind game with the electorate, you know, I don't think that's smart.
I remember here's something that my late father said one time when he voted for. It's actually one of the few smart things my father ever said. He voted for McGovern.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my dad. Yeah. My dad was, here's a shock, a Republican all the way.
Right.
And really seriously was in love with Nixon. Mm-hmm. But said, I voted for McGovern because it's not good for one man to win by a landslide. You know, and as it turns out, he was actually foreseeing the future.
Because that was the landslide. I remember that cover of the magazine when Nixon was landslide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my dad thought that he had actually made I guess he did make a statement. I remember it to this day.
Right.
You know,
did he think that if it was a landslide that we'd have a dictator or something like that?
Yeah,
is that what he was concerned about?
You know, it was the propaganda that was coming out behind the newspaper, behind the second martini of the night, but it was just the paper comes down. I just remember sitting the papers down like, no. Voted for McGovern. Landslide's bad for one man. Can't win by that much. Voted for McGovern doesn't matter anyway. Paper backed up.
And he called it. He called the landslide.
Right. Yeah.
But he didn't prevent it from happening.
Didn't help.
No.
Did he explain?
No. That was the only discussion we ever had about politics.
Of course.
And just bad.
It wasn't even a discussion.
That's a bad thing. Go back and do what you're doing. Do your homework.
Do it. Go
bad.
Back.
Landslide bad. Do your homework.
Back to your room. Go back with your gay friends.
Go do your thing.
You're not gay friends. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hi.
I was just calling to say that I really enjoyed you playing the song in its entirety at the beginning of this show.
Well, you are severely retarded, but we thank you for your patience.
There's a Ray Stevens lover.
There you go. Bye.
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 She did not have that low a voice. She had a charming voice, Rob.
She was on your side.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself, can you, Rob? You just can't help yourself.
You makes fun of them having lower voices than they have, and then ask what their favorite dessert is.
I didn't know.
You were thinking it, though.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio gods.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Hey, I called yesterday about my my midsection that didn't smell very good, but I got a shower, and it's all better now. So.
Bye!
So I'll stop and think how little we care about that.
That took a while to get out, didn't it?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me? How you doing?
Yes, well.
Can you hear us?
Good. Hey.
Good. I guess not.
We didn't ask how you're doing.
Yeah, because I said, can you hear us? And you said, good.
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay, great.
No, I don't think you said it like that. You were trying to help him.
Yeah, what's great?
Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. I just want to make a point about Jim Nabors running for president.
Who?
Jim Nabors running for president. Mike Huckabee. Have you ever seen him smile? Doesn't he look like Gomer Pyle?
Yeah. I didn't mean to laugh. I didn't mean to laugh spontaneously. However, he does have Bugs Bunny teeth. Yeah. Mike Huckabee does have, and Gomer Pyle had Bugs Bunny teeth.
Yes, he does. And just wait till you see him smile, that slow grin that Gomer used to come up with.
All right, my friend. Mike's letting you hang here on the execution.
There are pile-like qualities to Huckabee.
There are.
This guy's got his head on the stump, Mike, and you're telling the executioner no.
It wasn't necessarily exactly like Jim Nabors, but as soon as he said that, I just thought about Huckabee's mouth. And, of all the candidates, Huckabee's got the most interesting Bugs Bunny mouth with his little rabbit teeth out front, and the whole thing, frying squirrel and then the Bugs Bunny mouth. He's got the rabbit mouth. He fries squirrel. There's a lot of rodent activity going on around this campaign.
Hello there.
And hey, then Don, you renamed him Don, Huck Micabee.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, this is Greg down here in Thornburg, Virginia. I just want to tell you, come down here and vote. Tell him Sonny sent you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I racial overtones for some strange reason.
You think so? Hello, it's not in my show.
Yeah, I need to talk to them about a TV show they need to see.
All right, you got to tell me what the TV show is because their time is very valuable.
It's called Cash and Treasures.
I'm sorry, they know everything about it. They've discussed it.
They have. All right.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Cash and Treasures.
Isn't it great screening our own calls?
Yeah, and I love that show.
I really don't know what it is, do you?
No.
Do we care?
Oh, Cash and Treasures?
Yeah.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, on that Morgan Freeman tape, is that jazz flute out here?
Is that what?
Jazz flute? I don't know. Is it the man flute? The jazz flute? What is it? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Jazz flute.
What are you talking about? Burgundy. Jazz flute? Do you hear? Jazz flute like Ron Burgundy plays.
There you go.
What does that have to do with Morgan Freeman?
Sounds like jazz flute.
Nothing really, but Anchorman sure is funny, isn't it?
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha. Yeah, Will Ferrell's funny.
I hear that show Cash and Treasures is hosted by Alan Leinwand, but he uses his other name, Alan Gold.
Alan Gold.
Yeah. It's time for Cash and Treasures with Alan Gold.
Stop.
I shall stop.
Key Rice. Last night on TV, it's so dismal. Thank God there's a 5-hour American Idol last night. Well, I had to resort back to the old standby, Discovery. I don't know how many times now I've watched that thing in high def about the Ice Hotel.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But I made Janet sit and watch it because she had never seen it. And... you build it up like something that it's going to be great, and you realize all they're really doing is putting a bunch of ice together at the North Pole and making a hotel. And while it sounds nice, I kind of...
Can they live in it?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, warm and everything?
Excuse me. Yeah.
How do they keep warm?
They build electricity in. They have generators, and they build electricity in. And it's a hotel that's made completely of ice and snowpack. And they have artists from around the world come in and sculpture each room.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly fascinating, but it's one of those things you got to be, like, real tired to enjoy. Because I realized as I was sitting there, this came on like at 9 o'clock last night, and Jan said, what do you want to watch? I said, oh, I don't know. And then that stupid show, 2.5 Dorks, came on, and I said, you know what? I got it. Right here. I see on the guide. The Ice Hotel. You're going to love this. This is exciting. They take ice, and they make it into a hotel.
Real hotel.
And people,
stairs?
Yeah. And people stay. No, it's one floor.
Okay.
And people stay in it. And she said, okay, well, that sounds exciting. I said, oh, it is. You watch.
Yeah.
Just watch. And then I realized a lot of it is just watching them get these big chunks of ice.
And sculpt them?
With the big, with those big tongs. And then
they use chainsaws and stuff?
Sculpting them, yeah. And
so it's like the ice sculpture guys, but they make a hotel.
Yeah, except the hotel itself is made out of a snowpack. And once the snowpack is there, they take chainsaws to burrow in to make the spots where they're going to run the electricity through.
Cool.
Where they run, like, extension.
How do they keep the walls from melting?
Yeah, how do they keep the electricity from melting?
Because it's all done with some sort of...
Do they put PVC in there?
Some sort of low-intensity lighting. Mm-hmm. And the temperature never goes above 30 degrees, and the sun doesn't come out for an entire month.
Wow.
Like an igloo.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, it turns out it was... She's just sitting there after, like, 5 minutes, and she said, I can't believe that I once called you vapid. And I said, you know, what do you mean? And she said, do you like this show? And I said, I love it. Don't you like it? And she said, well, it's a little slow. She said, what happens at the end? I said, at the end they leave and it melts. She said, well, do you get to see it melt? I said, no. She said, well, do you get to see people, like, in the rooms? I said, kind of briefly. She said, I would really rather watch 2.5 Men.
America.
She said that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to
laugh. Do they sleep in it?
Yeah, they sleep
in it. How can people sleep in it if it doesn't go above 30 degrees?
It's only 30.
Because you got your body temperature to begin with. And,
so they go like in a sleeping bag or something?
And when you lay on the beds that are made of ice, there are like animal skins, animal pelts.
Okay.
And other.
Like an igloo.
Yes, that's very
like
much
like the Eskimos do.
Yeah.
Igloo.
Of course, the Eskimos did it where they'd get naked and, like, all huddled together.
You know,
I mean, it wasn't perverted or anything. It's how the family stayed warm.
It's very low-tech. It's, like, the last place that I could ever imagine going. Mm-hmm. They don't answer questions that I had. Like, what about bathrooms?
Right.
You know, they got to have a bathroom.
Right.
What happens, you know, do you take a bath? Do you take a shower there?
That'd be impossible, I would think.
If you take a shower in that place, wouldn't the hot water melt everything?
They probably didn't run hot water through it.
I don't know.
Probably not.
There's not a casino.
There a water slide?
The roulette wheel
made
of ice.
No, not a water slide either, Mike. I don't know. It was just an alternative last night and found out that, you know, a little slow, so we had to go to that incredible 2.5 Men. And the thing that I noticed about that show again is that everything that they, bless you, Mike, everything they do on that show, be it funny or not, is something, maybe this is why I don't like the show.
Okay.
I realized as they're doing their little dick jokes or whatever they're doing.
All right.
We could not get a transcript of the show, 2.5 Men, and read the script on the air without being deleted out.
That's true.
So that's why I refuse to.
I get it.
I watched,
that made you hate it even more.
I watched that show, and I go, okay, maybe if I thought it was moderately funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, they're talking about, like, whatever it was last night. And that poor kid, I hate to think how psychologically screwed up that kid is with Charlie Sheen there off screen.
Well, you got the combination of factors. You got Charlie Sheen there, and he's a TV kid.
Uh-huh. And he's a fat TV kid.
And which means he'll probably lose the baby fat when he gets older, which means he'll be even more messed
up. And then there's the spooky John Cryer. So the kid's really in bad shape.
And bad enough, his name is Angus.
Oh, that's right, Angus.
Men. I tried very hard to turn on the educational channel.
I know.
Couldn't do it, Mike.
You should have come over. I was watching a semi-recent movie in the privacy of my own living room.
What'd you watch?
I Am Legend. I watched that.
How was that?
It was great. It was great. A little birdie delivered me a DVD.
Nice.
I was able to watch it. I felt kind of privileged. I mean, it's sort of still in theaters, but not quite, right?
How does that work out when you watch a movie that someone's taken a VHS of?
It's not. It's not. It was,
I'm kidding.
It was,
I know,
it was
like
different.
A,
yeah.
You get like does
Screen
it,
Actors Guild type thing.
Right. Does it say like on the bottom of the screen?
It says watermarked.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Watermarked, so you can watch it. Nobody else can.
Still, it's cool.
It was a cool movie, but it was one of those. You know, I've seen that a lot in Hollywood lately. These movies that are steamrolling right along, and they're riveting, and you're waiting for the story, and then bam, it's over. Just over.
Yeah.
It's over. Like somebody said. Oh, sorry, we ran out of money. We got to end this movie, and we got to end it right now.
110 minutes is about right, so we're
done. It was just, I mean, that movie really, I would have been satisfied with that movie lasting at least another half an hour. It would not have bothered me one little bit, but all of a sudden it's a kaboom.
Is your TiVo depleted now? Is your TiVo almost empty? Because I'm getting down to the bottom of mine.
Oh, no, that's like I hoard now. I feel like Delta Burke. I'm hoarding now. I've got like 4 or 5 new Law & Orders, four or five. American Choppers that I haven't seen yet. The TiVo is just a cupboard for me now.
Just a cupboard? An ice cupboard.
I watch my PTI every day.
Right.
I watch Regis every day. I try to watch at least part of Letterman. But beyond that, it's a storage area now.
Okay. Just
hey, is this Kelly Ripa's anniversary? Is that why they're all going out to dinner tonight? Is that they were making a big deal about the fact that Regis and Kelly were going out to dinner tonight.
He
was totally off, but they are definitely going out to dinner. I will watch tomorrow's episode to see how their little night went.
I know is that when she lifted up those arms to show her little biceps, I want to think, honey, I don't care how hot you are. I would sit you down, and I seriously would make you eat a chicken pot pie every hour on the hour until you just got this much fat in your arms.
She's never going to do that. She'll be that way till she's 70 years old.
Because she's got the concave chest. And
right.
And for whatever reason, she's one of these chicks, Kelly Ripa, that's bought into this thing that she'll look hotter the older she gets, the skinnier she gets.
Yep, yeah. Yep. And she will continue to get skinnier.
Guess what? You look like more of a skeleton. When you held up your arms this morning, I went, ah! It was like looking
at... She thinks it's sexy. She thinks it's hot.
It was like looking at some old guy's leg at the gym. You know, and an old guy that
Philbin likes him like that.
That runs like 20 miles a day. You see his old bony, veiny leg.
Philbin digs him like that. Baby if you look at all the women in Philbin's life, he's got Kelly Ripa, he's got Baby Joy, his wife, who is also like that, and he's got Susan Lucci, who is even more like that.
Kathy Lee was soft.
Yes, that's why she's gone.
She was soft.
She got doughy.
Soft and pliable.
Soft, and you say that almost in a lovingly way. You know?
I do.
She was soft, saggy, but all woman.
Yeah, more cushion for the pusher.
Kathy Lee.
Yeah, but those arms, you see those Kelly Ripa arms come up to the guy.
God.
Boy, the same.
Nasty looking. Very, very strange.
She's got to be one weird looking chick naked, don't you
think?
That
whole crew is kind of obsessed with that. I mean, nothing wrong, obviously, and we feel the exact same way on this show. We are all obsessed with physical fitness, mm-hmm. but it was, it truly, you know, you got Gelman who's over there, you know, with his fourth button unbuttoned. You've got her showing her biceps. You've got him, well, let's be honest, fear of death.
Yeah, well,
That's what's keeping him in the gym.
He's just fighting off the Grim Reaper.
He truly is. And you know what? And I'll give him credit. I think that most guys his age are down in, they're down in Tampa, Florida, blowing spit bubbles and just going, right, this is probably
not looking good. Yeah.
And when you mentioned getting that copy of that movie, I Am Legend, from the Screen Actors Guild,
right.
Thank God that the Oscars are still on, because poor Regis Philbin. Because, listen, this guy, he will take any job offered to him. The job they offered him this year was being Star Jones or being Joan Rivers. He's standing in front of the theater on the red carpet.
He won't know who everybody is.
Right. So what he has done over the last month or so, the Academy has sent him all of the films, and he thinks it's important that he watch the films so that he's familiar with the people and with their work.
Wrong.
And it's so funny because they're going to treat him like Ryan Seacrest. They're going to go, oh, there's Regis, right? He's going to be like, hey, I actually saw the film.
Do you think he's going to say, who are you wearing? I mean, Joan Rivers invented that.
Right.
She really created that question for almost everybody she sees, every chick that she sees.
Did you see the episode of Regis when they were talking about coming back from vacation recently? And he mentioned that they were in California. And part of the reason was he wanted to go to the Kodak Theater.
To see where he stands.
To spot out the area.
Wow.
Going to see the little star that he has to stand.
Where he's going to be standing when they ignore him on their way into the Oscars.
You know, that is the Academy Awards for me, will be the pre-show
yeah.
with Regis on the red carpet. Because Regis, who never says no, And what's the guy's name? Henry Schleib or Henry?
Oh, from the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
I mean, Regis never made a gig that he didn't like.
And then Regis will also trail out that old black and white photo where he claims he invented covering the red carpet in 1960.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He created the entire concept of the pre-show for the award show.
Uh-huh. I'm out here, and here I am in 1960.
But Regis will be, I think Regis will be confused because he has seen the movies and he thinks that's all he has to do. He will also be confused because they will be screaming at him in his IFB.
Oh, he won't like that.
His little earpiece because, you know they'll have more vibrant person doing it with him.
Preston Kelly. Kelly Preston.
Who do you think they'll pair him up with?
Well, it's going to be somebody that won't be standing next to him, I don't
think. It'll have to be a chick, right?
It'll be probably a young, like hot chick.
Like an Access Hollywood chick or what's her name, that girl we used to have on the show.
Kelly O'Dell.
I mean, we give Billy Bush a real hard time, but Billy Bush was perfect for that gig, you know, because he was nimble, he was young, he knew what was going on. Regis, I am so looking forward to this. I really am.
And you got to know that maybe that by the time it got to Regis, it was, okay, Billy Bush turned this down.
I think they probably passed over Billy Bush because do you remember the last time he did it? He got a lot of grief because the celebrities didn't like him because he was a pain in the ass.
Really?
Yeah, there was like, oh, it's you again, and leave me alone. There was a lot of that.
But who's more obnoxious, though? I mean, Regis.
Well, Regis is loved.
Regis is kind of iconic because he's been doing it for that long.
And the fact that he's not a West Coast guy, there'll be a certain novelty to having him out there.
He's beloved. He's incontinent.
You know, that is true.
The brown carpet.
Even more than Joan Rivers, you will have everybody saying, Regis, right? Mm-hmm. Like the old theme, hey, Regis.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. What's happening? Hello there.
Yeah, who it is?
This is Don and Mike. Who this?
Oh, hey, what's up, baby? This is Barack Obama. What's up?
You know it. From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
That was Easy Reader.
You know it.
I have today's forecast for you. Hot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Oh, no, man. Chilling, man. In this raining, cold, primary day. How you mean? You already voted, right?
Yes, sir.
Who did you vote for, Don? You vote for Hillary or Barack Obama?
Oh, we've already covered this, my friend. I voted for Ron Paul.
Oh, because you don't want any more drug laws, right, man?
Right, absolutely.
That's your single issue vote.
No more drug laws. That's it. I've been waiting for him to be president, so I can go back on the hooch. Back on the gang. Back on the H.
I thought Buzz would be on that, man, because, you know, that means more weed for him, man.
Buzz, did you give any thought to Ron Paul at all?
I did briefly. I just didn't think it would do any good, so I moved on.
Ah, well. All right, that's probably for the best, man.
Thanks for the insight.
All right, man. Peace.
And, of course, I bleed Rudy Giuliani.
I know.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to find out. I'm not trying to bring the show down, but I wanted to turn you on to a movie in case you guys have not seen it. It's called Once. Have you seen it?
Is it about the amount of times you called the show?
Yes.
And got through?
Exactly.
You mean like I wants to be on the show?
No, actually,
like O-N-C-E, or what is it?
Is it once or once?
Once, O-N-C-E.
You had it right, once.
Once.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's wonderful. It's musical. It's incredible. It's an indie film. It was recognized at Sundance in 2007.
Who's in it?
Unknowns. This guy named Glenn Hansard.
Oh, yeah.
And a lady named Marketa Irglova.
You know, it was a huge mistake for you to call the show, and you are totally stopping it, as you kind of indicated when you called.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
good.
So hang
up. Okay, thank you.
Hang up.
Bye.
Thank you. Boy, we didn't even get a chance to find out what it's about.
It's gay porn.
Once.
It's gay male porn.
What are things you do once?
BF.
Oh, no. I would imagine. Once you do that, you do it all the time.
Not at Mike's show. Not if it hurts, Mike. Hello.
Of course it hurts.
Hey, you're not alone. 32-year-old white male voted for Hillary.
Right on, my friend. I'll see you at
the
next.
We gotta see.
See you at the next menopause class.
What?
We suburban white women got to hang out together.
You know it.
I'll see you. I'll see you.
Can I ask you why you voted for Hillary?
I'll see you for some power walking at the mall. Oh, he's gone.
He's gone. I guess we didn't get that answer. What a shame.
He is gone. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Well, Mike and I are both looking, and right now I think ceilings that maybe...
We're kind of looking at the tile right now after that question.
Mm-hmm. Tile that maybe needs to be cleaned.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, the dudes, man, you should be looking at this show, Pants Off, Dance Off. That's where the thing is happening on Tuesday nights.
Are you talking about the show with the guy with Dancing with the Stars?
No. It's on Fuse.
The Fuse Network.
Yeah.
Pants Fuse. Off, Dance Off.
You've watched this, Buzz?
No, I just saw it listed.
Oh, you know what show you should watch? It's a show called Treat Me, Eat Me.
Or there's that new show that Buzz has got where he actually, no, I can't say it, damn it.
What?
Well, the first part was going to be Grow Me.
Oh, yeah, sure, right. And then do some blow.
Right. Damn. That would have been fun. Really. Buzz has this little black light, and he's growing plants. Uh-huh. And then at the end, he just greets his audience that way.
He gets right. Service.
Hence the black light.
Be me.
It's Buzz with like 14-foot-high plants. And at the end,
and remember, like I always say, if you don't believe that this is the right way to do it, be me.
Yeah. No, I like it. I better like this, Mike. Hold on. He opens his kimono at the end. Mm-hmm. And he actually
points to himself.
Yeah. He actually does get it. Hey. He gets it done.
Oh, really? By who?
It's part of the show.
By an audience member.
A special guest.
By the Yeti.
Oh, so it's like audience participation.
Of course.
Okay, who wants to me right now? You, yes, in the front row. I will, Buzz.
Good night. See you next week.
All right, let's find out who's coming up to take care of Buzz. From our studio audience, we are looking for, is there a...
I'll have to substitute the word. Welcome to Grow Me, Know Me.
We're looking for Caroline Hardbody from Pinellas Park, Florida.
They break for commercial, and instead of like Regis doing the dance, it's Buzz.
Come on,
Kimona open completely.
Da-da-da, and aroused.
Let's bring out the Yeti. There's the Yeti. All right, I'm on the red carpet. All right, let's see who is. It's Sierra Miller. All right. How are you doing? Rick Cage is here. Nicolas Cage. How are you? I loved you in that movie you did a few years ago.
Bulletin. It's time for our primary coverage. Hey, Joe?
Yes, Don.
You ready to get out to that polling location?
Very good.
All right. Make it happen, my friend. Do you have your CBS microphone, CBS news thing?
This is news.
He's got it good.
News and primary coverage.
Now remember, talking to your cell phone. And get people to talk into your cell phone, but also get them talking to the microphone that's not plugged into anything.
Right. This is Decision 2004.
With Joe Ardinger.
Now, there are people driving along now that are going, oh, they're doing a show from 2004.
This is...
We're just kidding around.
This is delayed reaction joke.
Right, get out there, Joe.
This is British news correspondent.
Hello.
So we're sending him out to a polling place.
I love the questions.
Hello, I'm Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. Right. Would you like to participate in our live, on-the-air, instant result exit poll? So we should find out. How far is the place from here, Robbie?
Like less than 2 miles.
Beautiful.
Should take him about 40 minutes, then.
We'll set up with Joe and everything else. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.